Louis Scarcella was the greatest homicide detective of his generation.
I am the protector of these people. I am the guardian that they need.
Derek Hamilton was the best jailhouse lawyer of his.
And the lawyer was my girlfriend. It was all I had.
What happens when a group of convicted felons take on the cop who put them away?
We gotta attack Scarcella.
Come and get me.
Listen to new episodes of The Burden on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever needed a new beginning? A fresh start in a town where no one knows your name and isn't expecting much from you, so maybe you can find yourself again? Frank Perotti, the lead character of her new show Blood Forest, sure wanted that. Though he's going to find that coming to the remote town of Langley, Maine is far more than he bargained for. Frank's nightmares bleed into the day, as we'll discover in our first episode of Blood Forest, just after this. Hi, this is Fred Greenhalgh, your host of Undertow, Realm's podcast, taking you under the surface and into the weird and the wicked. I'm also the creator of the twisted tale coming to your ears today, Blood Forest. Blood Forest brings us to Langley, Maine, a town haunted by the sins of its town fathers, with a terrible curse that lays waste to its residents every 20-odd years. Today, we'll be meeting two people caught in the crosshairs of the latest cycle. There's Frank Perotti, a veteran with a past he'd rather not remember, played by Jack Fallahy, and Eva Pelletier, a teenager with a vision disability who has dreams to put as many miles between her and her hometown as soon as she graduates high school. She's played by Brie Clauser. But there are creatures out in the Blood Forest that have different plans for both of them. Buckle in for this one. It's a heavy metal ride through cycles of violence and trauma, and what happens to ordinary people when they step up to confront them here in the Blood Forest. Before we jump in, note that this is a podcast for mature audiences. It features graphic violence, ableist bullying, and strong language. Listen if you dare.
You told me your ma called this place the Blood Forest, for the way the sunlight bent through the ruby maple leaves in October. But when you said that, there was always something in your eye that made me think there was more to it. Stuff you wouldn't talk about, even to me. Stuff that might make people either pray to their God or stop believing in them altogether. Now that I'm here, I'm starting to feel it, Remy. In the smell of the pine needles, in the crunch of old leaves under my bare feet. I didn't believe you when you first told me about all that Langley had to offer. I do now. You told me this town would change me. I'm just not sure into what yet.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
Frank, get yourself together. Hey, Remy. Happy birthday. I poured half a bottle of whiskey down for you yesterday. I may have drunk the other half and half after that. And hey, we were talking about having a blowout for your 30th. But this isn't what we meant, is it? Oh, We were supposed to be drinking beers on the porch. Not me running my mouth to your grave in the family plot. What the hell happened to me? Look, buddy, I'm trying to hold it together, but you should be here drinking coffee with your grandma and cousin in the morning. Not me. Not this stranger who can't keep his hands off a handle of Jack Daniels. Shit. There she is now. Get it together. All right. Hey, Eva.
You were out here all last night. I could hear you crying and puking. I'm sure Remy would be real proud.
Sorry if I was loud. I.
Well, for once you didn't wake us up screaming bloody murder in the middle of the night. I guess there was that. Happy birthday, Remy. I brought you some tulips you helped me plant.
I'm just gonna go on. Watch out for the glass.
Seriously?
You're not close to it. Just, don't get any closer to the grave. I'll clean it up.
Classy as always. Try not to puke on the flowers.
You know, you were right about Eva. She is a firecracker, man. And boy, does she hate me. Woo. Yeah. Her vision's gotten a lot worse since we were here on that hunting trip. Your grandma's also fading. I guess Eva didn't want to tell you. She probably didn't want you to worry. I don't know what to do, buddy. I mean, I feel like I'm living your life. I should be grateful to still be breathing, but, there are things that come for me when the lights go out that, I don't think are ever going away. You're right about another thing. This town. It's spring now. And there's something about the smell of Eva's fresh tulips coming after the brutal winter. It's awoken something in me. Something I never thought I'd connect with again. Can I say it? The days are bright enough, it makes dealing with the nights a little easier. Whatever's out there watching, I hope it's you. I hope you approve. I'm doing my best. I'm pretty sure it's not enough, but while we're at it, it's all I've got.
Oh shit! Eva? Marie? Oh, no. Marie, hang on, I'm coming.
La pepe, la pepe.
Eva! Marie!
La pepe. I made you birthday muffins, Remy.
It's okay, here. Let me just... Let me get these windows open. Okay. Whew, there we go. At least we can hear ourselves think. Are you okay?
C'est bon, Remy. Bon anniversaire, ma chère.
Well, the good news is your stove will be fine. Just need to clean that burner. But I'm afraid those muffins are beyond salvage. I'm not much of a cook, but if you want to have a seat right here, I can scramble you up some eggs.
Oh, I ruined your birthday, didn't I, Remy?
It's okay.
You know, you shouldn't talk to the dead after midnight. It's not safe.
What?
I hear what it is you say at night, Remy.
Lemaire!
She's okay. No damage, just a bit of smoke.
What's going on, Frank? Mamere,
I was making muffins.
They burned.
Fuck. Ma mère, remember what I told you? I can do the cooking.
Where's Smulsa? I have to feed her. Oh, it's so late. She must be hungry. Where did I put her leash?
Ma mère, it's okay. Smulsa's been gone a long time.
What? Oh, my Smulsa.
Everything's okay. This right here is what we call a fuzzy moment. It'll pass.
I get so confused. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Eva, your bus.
Who are you?
It's...
There's a strange man in the kitchen. I think he's trying to burn down the house.
Great. Fucking lovely. I have a mid-final today.
I can drop you off.
Are you even sober enough to drive?
Right as rain.
I was just... I need to make some eggs, or... Was I making tortilla? I can't remember.
I know. It's okay, Mamera. I'm right here. Bobby's coming to sit with you this morning. She'll be here soon. Don't cook anything. Where's my red hoodie?
Here it is. Hey, Eva, is everything okay at school?
Yeah? Why?
Because someone put a sign on the back of your hoodie.
What's it say this time? Kick me?
This time? How long has this been going on?
All my life, Frank. Never mind. Let's just go. I'll be back in a bit, Mamere.
Okay. Oh, there's the birthday boy. Happy birthday, Remy.
Okay. Thank you.
Let's go, Remy.
I know, Remy. It's starting. I had the dream last night. The old church in the woods. Oh, there's blood on the moon and the bones are waking. Daddy told me it would happen again. Oh, let's hope we end it for good this time.
Hey there, Keymasters. This is your maven of mystery, Alex Keys, with your keys to the truth. We have an update from the weird woods of Maine. Reports are back with the mysterious lights in the sky over Vassalboro. Are they UFOs? Also in this episode, I go over evidence that the stone walls you find in Maine are actually thousands of years old. Also, reports that the ghost lights of Katahdin are back, and this time we have proof with a video straight from the Keymasters hike last August. Some have tried to debunk this, claiming that it's just satellites or drones. But we know the truth.
You got your headphones?
What?
What entrance am I dropping you at?
Back. Bang a right at the flagpole.
Afraid of being seen with me?
The steps on the front suck ass. At least the back is high vis.
So, who's picking on you?
It doesn't matter.
Of course it matters.
It's none of your business. I'm almost out of this shithole school anyway.
Okay. Just thought I'd ask. Now, if this fucking idiot would just move already, I could drop you off.
It's fine. I'm not in a super hurry to get to calculus.
No, it's not fine. I mean, what the fuck is she even doing? Move your car! Fuck!
Becca, are we gonna park?
Oh my god, this is so funny. Look at that little freak.
Who?
Oh, the blind girl.
And her live-in freak boyfriend.
I bet they need to drive up here so she can take the ramp to school. So let's hang out for a minute. Brad, pass me the vape.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, give me some of that. Thanks.
This is kind of fucked up, isn't it? Preventing a disabled person from getting to school.
Since when do you care about that little freak, Brad?
Look,
care.
Becca, that guy's going totally mental.
Oh my god.
Loser.
That isn't a parking spot. Let's go. Jesus, fuck!
Frank, can you please chill?
I'm chill. Totally chill.
It's a chill that could use some work.
See, there you go. Now, was that so hard? I think this is it. Electric white walkway on black pavers.
Yep. Thanks for the ride.
Hey, Eva, for the record, I didn't set your kitchen on fire.
Yeah, I know. Phone. Call Bobby.
Hey, Eva, listen, I'm on my way. Don't worry.
She was pretty bad this morning. She almost set the kitchen on fire. I think she's getting worse.
Listen, honey, I can be with her till my shift starts at 1. Oh, shit. Yeah, sorry, I gotta go. Yeah, the dipshit realtor's back. I'll call you later.
With all of these out-of-staters coming in, Marie, it's the perfect time. All those back taxes, the failing boiler, all those problems go away when...
Hey, she said she's not selling.
We were just having a friendly conversation, Bobby, making sure Mrs. Pelletier understands all her options, the opportunities.
Dr. Remy, he handles all this now.
See how she is, living in a dream world? It's not safe for her or her granddaughter. Not that you're even family.
Don't you fuck with me, John.
Bobby, language, please.
You think just because you use fancy words, your mouth isn't as foul as mine? Because you're trying to fuck over an old lady.
I shouldn't expect more from you, congregating as you do in that devil's den. A place for the shameful to worship, to forget their sins in the bottom of a bottle, while you gladly empty their wallets.
It's honest pay for honest work. Now get the fuck off this property, John.
The love of Jesus is waiting for you. As soon as you can open
it. Right the fuck now.
The offer won't last forever, Marie. If you pass it up, the next one will be far less appealing.
Oh, my great-great-great-grandfather built this home with his own two hands. I was born in this house, and I will die in it. And that day's not too far off. I'm not afraid of death, John Sinclair. I watched the light leave your father's eyes 20 years ago during the hunt. You can feel it coming again, can't you? You're getting the dreams, Jesus or not. If you're not careful, John, I'll watch it go out in your eyes, too.
You devil woman. You lowly frogs, and you're consorting with the devil. Your time will come. You'll see. One phone call, Bobby, is all it takes. She belongs in a home, and so does the girl.
Bye now, John.
Have a blessed day.
Who was that?
No one, Marie. Just some lost asshole turning around.
Oh, I see. Oh, lovely morning, isn't it? Oh, the leaves are coming in. Oh, I love seeing everything turn green after the spring melt. Oh, and look at Eva's tulips. What are you and Remy doing this weekend? Wedding planning?
No, we're not. Not this weekend. Would you like some tea?
That sounds lovely.
Mm.
Did you know I used to be a race car driver?
You never told me that story.
Oh, yes. Back in the early days of the Oxford Plains Speedway. Oh, my father never could abide by it. But my Uncle Charles would sneak me off on Saturday.
Coming to you from WRCK.
Tommy's always in early. Anyways, Clyde probably won't even notice, so.
Coming to you in a moment with another rock block.
All right. Turn it up. Let's go. Come on. Come on, bro. You got it. You got this. Oh, shit.
License, registration, and proof of insurance.
Morning, officer. Sorry, I was just running a bit late.
It's Sheriff. You know. License, registration, and proof of insurance.
Right. Hang on. Here you go.
Your inspection has expired.
Yeah. I already got it checked out at the mechanic. Just need to get a bit of bodywork done for the sticker. It'll be fixed soon.
Soon isn't how laws work. There's a date on that sticker for a reason.
Right. And I told you I'm taking care of it.
Watch your tone, or I'll impound this piece of rust and get it off the road for good. Are those studded snow tires?
Yes. Why?
Those needed to be off by May 1st. That's another ticket.
But it's only the second. Isn't there a grace period?
You can protest the ticket if you want, but I'm still writing it. Speeding, illegal studs, invalid inspection. Anything else I should be aware of?
What? No.
You been drinking today?
It's 9 in the morning.
9:15 by my watch. And that isn't an answer.
No. I haven't been drinking today.
I'm gonna need you to step out of the vehicle.
Oh, come on. I didn't do anything.
Step out of the vehicle. Now.
Officer, I didn't...
Sheriff.
Sorry. Sheriff.
I need you to blow into this.
Fine.
Do you have any weapons on your person?
No. I was just dropping my friend off at school.
Stand there. Don't move.
Is this really necessary?
Funny thing, I just received a call about a road rage incident at the school involving a truck matching this description. Would you know anything about that?
I'm just trying to get to work.
And my daughter was just trying to get to school when she was accosted by a man twice her size.
Accosted? I didn't accost anyone. I let her know she was blocking traffic.
How's that?
But I might have yelled out the window a bit, but...
You mean disorderly conduct in a school zone? In addition to criminal speeding in an illegal vehicle while fleeing the scene of an assault on a minor. Quite the morning crime spree you have going.
Yeah, you're right. I may have overreacted.
You still have a Massachusetts license. You know, you were supposed to get that updated within 30 days of moving here.
No, ma'am.
Sheriff. You can get back in your car now. Wait here. Here are your tickets. I need you to sign there, initial there. If you want to contest, there's information on the back.
$500? Okay, I get it. I'm sorry, I didn't know she was your daughter. It won't happen again.
You have 30 days to pay, or a warrant will be issued for your arrest.
Seriously?
I know all about your racket with the Pelletier family. You might have them fooled, but not me. While you're in my town, you follow by my rules. Do you understand?
Understood. Sheriff.
Have a good day now, citizen.
It's spring training here in Florida, where the Bay League Panthers are up against their classic rival, the Minneapolis Blue.
Frankie boy, nice of you to make it in.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. Crazy morning. Wow. What's with all the gear?
Game cam caught some weird movements last night, then went on the fritz. Probably local kids, but we'll see here in a few. We also have to check and upgrade all the cams back there. Clyde's on a tear about something. I'm guessing he just blew 10 grand on surveillance. Hard to believe it's worth spending that kind of money to snoop on the Edgerly boys.
Yeah, I doubt those inbred dipshits are coming back. But who knows? Yeah, it's a tax write-off. All right, let's check it out.
Let's go out through the grow room. Nature's nectar, my friend.
Is this really the finest green this side of Boston?
This side of Lewiston, maybe. And even that's up for debate. Kinda fucked, you ask me. That folks like Clyde, who are all holier than thou about weed in the Prohibition days, suddenly get religion and start cashing in when it gets legal. That's what happens when you run the town, I guess.
Yeah. You say all that in the job interview?
I'm just glad he hired me with a couple of possession charges on my record. Man, when I was in high school, our only hookup was this old dude who grew some skunk weed down the street from the barn you're currently shacked up in. We usually had to go to the city for anything better.
Now, when you say the city, you mean...
Simpson Falls.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
What's on your mind, Frank?
Nothing. This isn't the life I'd imagined for myself out here. Pretending to be my friend to keep his memory-impaired grandmother from losing her shit.
Alzheimer's is the worst. My pops had it. In his final few months, he was straight up surfing the multiverse. Is she getting worse?
Nearly burned the house down this morning. Still calls me Remy. I've given up trying to correct her. I just can't stand to shatter her world again.
You know what I say? Preserving that fragile bubble of her reality is a gift. It is a legit act of kindness, dude.
Thanks.
Oh, this should be the... Whoa.
The fuck? What the hell tore out those tripwires?
Must be an animal. Big one by the looks of it.
Maybe.
You think someone was out here? Hang on. I think I see something by that big oak.
What is that smell, man? Whatever it is just made it. Jesus, what the fuck even is, was that?
Some kind of coyote? Multiple coyotes?
I don't know.
Yeah, what in the Maine woods can eviscerate a coyote? I thought there weren't any big predators out here.
There aren't. Not supposed to be, anyway. That's three bodies. All coyotes?
Not enough left of them to be sure, but that leg over there looks like coyote. Or wolf? Or dog, maybe? I don't know, dude. Some kind of canine.
What leg?
The one over there.
What did I just step on? Oh, no way.
Yeah, pretty sure that was an eyeball.
Whoa.
There's some kind. Yeah, that looks like intestines in the tree. Dude, what the fuck happened here?
Oh, God.
All right, pal. You know, I think we can safely rule out the Edgerly clan. They'd have thrown it on the grill and poured A1 all over it. Wait.
Oh.
What are these?
What?
Footprints. Like something was chasing. They remind me of... What the fuck are these, Remy?
Frank, something big.
Do they have things that big around here? Remy? Remy?
Remy! 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 Remy!
Whoa, Remy. Hey, Frank, man. Come back to me, dude. Just breathe. Breathe. gonna be okay. Hey, it's okay, man. I have some buddies, went to Iraq.
It's nothing, I'm fine.
Hey, I got you, dude. It's okay.
Remy. Oh, fuck, dude.
It's okay, let's head back to HQ.
Hey, phone. Call KT.
Hola, chica bonita.
Hi. Sorry I didn't reply earlier. It was a crazy morning.
You think you had a crazy morning? My next door neighbor just found out her husband won a cruise and took his side piece. Been watching his stuff rain down the window all day.
Oh, damn. I bet that was wild. I wish I could win a cruise. I don't even care where. I can't wait to get the fuck out of here.
No worries. What happened? You okay?
Oh, just another glorious day at Langley High, student population of 153. Only one more month left in this hellhole. Any luck on the apartment search?
Couple possibilities, none good.
Well,
don't worry, we'll find one. You're gonna love it here in Queens. Everyone's so creative and cool. I know you're gonna shine here. You should have heard the band we went to see last night. The singer was almost as good as you.
I really don't sing well.
Only because dumbass kids around you don't get you. I do, Eva. And I love your voice.
Well, you know, I prefer to bang the drums. Though, I don't think they'll make the trip. Kinda all out to haul on the subway, you know?
Don't you worry about that. I'll help you. We can even rent a car.
Well, there is one thing we should talk about, which makes things more complicated.
Yeah?
Never mind. I gotta go.
Eva, are things okay?
Have a rough morning? Yeah, me too. Your creepy drifter boyfriend went all road rage on me over a parking spot.
Yeah, he isn't my boyfriend, and I'm pretty sure you were blocking traffic.
Bitch, I wasn't. But of course, you can't see that. Maybe that's a blessing, because you can't see how ugly you are or how stupid you look in that red hoodie.
Hey, why are you hiding your phone?
Yeah, who are you talking to? Nobody.
Maybe you have to wear those special glasses to see them.
Let me by.
Hey, Eva, listen here. I already told my mom what your hobo boyfriend said to me, and if you
isn't my boyfriend.
So gross. What is he, like 30? You should probably get tested.
He should probably get tested.
And what's up with him impersonating your cousin? We saw them at the grocery store last week, and your grandma was totally calling him Remy.
Oh, I bet it's a social security scam. No, you can go to jail for that,
ooh,
right? Becca's mom loves to bust scammers.
He isn't impersonating him. Marriage just gets confused sometimes. Leave me alone.
He's probably banging her, too. You can tell us, Eva. Are you having freaky three ways with your puddin' brain grandma and your transient living in your barn?
Ew. I think I just threw up a little.
Hey, everyone, give me your time, man. Get out of the hole. Becca Cardiff, I'm talking to you.
Saved by the bell, freak.
See you around.
Kill yourself, bitch.
Let's go.
You okay, Frank?
I wish you'd stop asking me that.
I will, when I believe what you tell me.
I'm fine.
See, I'm gonna ask you again in an hour. Sancho, I'll buzz him through. Hey, Sancho! Right on time, as always. Go on in, buddy.
Can't believe we have 4 hours of footage and nothing. A shadow.
It was a big shadow.
Porcupines make big shadows.
It's a dire wolf, 100%. We're gonna be fucking famous. Look sharp, boss man is here.
Afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, Mr. Walker.
Afternoon, sir.
You sort out that issue with the cam?
Yes, sir. It was an animal of...
Stop! You two smell like beer and vomit. You drinking on the job?
No, sir. What Tommy was trying to tell you was there was something really big which tore up some coyotes back there.
Good. Fucking hate those things.
Well, sir, it was pretty gruesome.
What, you want to have a funeral for them? You never struck me as the sentimental types. Cam catch anything?
No, it was out of frame.
Sounds like you need to get off your lazy asses and hang those new cams.
Yeah, of course.
Then make it happen. Oh, and you cleaned it up, right?
No. Don't you have a cleaning crew for that?
Unfortunately for me, I have you two fuckwads. Get to it, all right? If we get a cleaning crew in here, we're gonna suddenly find ourselves talking to fish and wildlife. Just take care of it. Yeah? What? Hold on. I need to take this call out, both of you. After you clean up, go down to the dock and keep an eye on this Paco guy picking up a shipment. I don't trust him.
Sancho? He's been working for the dispensary since it opened. Never had a problem.
Watch him. He does anything shady, you call the sheriff.
Fucking asshole.
Roadhouse after?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Bobby.
Frank, Tommy. Here, you don't even have to ask.
Two for Bieber night. My favorite.
How is Marie today?
Like she is most days. You know, distant. Living in another time. And she asked me how things were going with the wedding planning.
Ah, sorry.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm used to it. That asshole St. Clair showed up again, trying to buy the place. I chased him off.
Funny how he always shows up when I'm not around.
Isn't it? So, how about it, boys? You ordering food?
You know, I gotta have one of your burgers.
Two burgers. Starved. And a shot.
God damn, today sucked.
You got it.
Oh, and look who it is. Zoe McIntyre.
Hey, Tommy.
Only person in this fucking town who brings a book to the roadhouse.
Nice to see you. What can I say? A book is better company than half the people in this town.
Oh, hey, Langley Roadhouse.
Well, holy shit. She's back in town. Now, when she's around, human company is all right.
Alex, fucking aliens have invaded Maine Keys. Welcome back.
Ah, hey.
Alex. Hey, girl. Come here, come here, come here. Give me a hug. Oh, I missed you. How was that paranormal tour?
Amazing. You would not believe the footage I got. These next couple episodes will blow your mind. Anything happen here? Any more UFO sightings? Did anyone see that creature on the Ridge Road?
Please. Some drunk guy said he ran it over and it hobbled off on two legs into the woods. Your paper said it was a bobcat, so, you know, you decide.
Do not tell Alex anything about those coyotes. It'll end up on her crazy podcast and you and I will both be out of jobs.
Hey, Tommy. How are you?
Hey, Alex. I'm good, good. How's it going? Oh, you know Frank, right? This is Alex. She does the podcast on conspiracy theories.
Hi, Alex. I think Eva listens to you.
Eva? Oh, I love meeting new fans.
Girl, you already know this one. He's talking about Remy's cousin.
Oh, you're Remy's buddy. Were you here last year? I think I saw you at Autumn Fest.
Yeah. I think we went to that, yeah.
Sorry, I didn't recognize you.
Oh, it's probably because she changes her hair color every other day.
Oh, Zoe! I've missed you!
Yeah, movie night, it just isn't quite the same without you.
So, what's this about coyotes?
Nothing. I mean, you know, just a dead one in the woods. Well, three, but, you know.
What?
Fuck. Wait, what?
Were there burn marks on the ground? Oh, any melted candles? My friend and I once found this footprint
they're probably just rabid or some shit. Nothing exciting.
Yeah, sorry, Alex. Bobby, I'll take another. Bobby.
I'm fine. I just, you know,
You saw some crazy shit in the woods today, too?
No, nothing to get excited about.
Should I tell him about the bears?
Yeah.
Bears?
Go for it.
We've been guiding tours here 15 years. Never seen anything like it. We were tracking three large black bears for this group from Massachusetts. You know, we work all summer just for this paycheck. Train the bears just to line up a shop for some out-of-stater with a big check who wants a bear head on his wall. So, today was the day. We were all set up for the kill and fuck me sideways.
Dismembered? Fucking bear kebabs everywhere.
We've been talking to some of the old-timers. They say some strange shit's about to go down in Langley. We're headed out. Think you folks might want to do the same.
Huh.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, that is a lot.
Yeah. You know what that makes me want to do? Bobby, get us a round of shots.
Yes,
coming
please.
Up. Yes,
now we're talking.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, don't say we didn't warn you or try to stop you. You see, and
so
this
Zoe,
is why
I want to talk to you about something.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to tell you about this guy I met over in Transylvania. He was so cool. Like, you would not believe. Okay, so I swear, he was a vampire.
Oh, God, she's talking about vampires again, dude.
We covered in blood.
Next, we'll hear about Slender Man.
I mean, wine, like deep red wine.
Jesus.
But I'm pretty sure it was blood.
Oh, jeez. Look at the time. Check, please, Bobby. Gotta get home to my ladies.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, a farmer's life for me. Hey, so sorry to be home this late, ladies. I won $50, so Papa took himself out to a hamburger. No one you knew, Henrietta. Keep running that mouth. And I will have Margaret turn you into a steak. Yeah, move it along. There you go. There's a good girl. Oh, I wouldn't really make a steak out of you. Who's there? No. Hail Mary, full of grace. No!
Well, that was a blood-soaking we won't soon forget, is it? What is out there, and what will it do now that it has a taste for fresh meat? Come back next time and find out here in The Undertow. You've been listening to Undertow, Blood Forest. Blood Forest was created by Fred Greenhalgh and written by Emma J. Gibbon, Robert LeBlanc, Sean French, Morgan Sylvia, and Fred Greenhalgh. Produced by Fred Greenhalgh, Marco Palmieri, and Haley Wagreich. Executive produced by Molly Barton, Julie Knapp, Marcy Wiseman, and Jack Fallahy. Starring Jack Fallahy, Bree Clouser, Lynn Milgram, Katie Schnockes, Jennifer McCabe, Edward Astor Chin, Maddie Mariposa, David Clennon, Kina Ferguson, Alyssa Fraden, Tatum Shea Chinicky, Jacob Ferry, Ryan Redmond, Erica Everett, Crystal Porter Bazemore, Ryan Kitley, Sean Broyles, Joy Palestina, Ned Donovan, and Richard Doyle. Script consultation by Elsa Shunnison and Dana Hall. Production management by Angela Yee. Audio editing by Corey Barton. Sound design, mixing, and mastering by Rory O'Shea. Original music by Marcus Bagala. Additional music courtesy of West One. Music editor, Sam Bagala. Casting by Sunday Bowling and Meg Mormon. Cover art by Kendall Thomas. Executive in charge for Realm, Mary Asadolahi. Undertow is a production of Realm, hosted by Fred Greenhalgh, produced by Mary Asadolahi and Haley Wagreich. Associate produced by Nicole Kreuter and Alexis Latshaw. Executive produced by Fred Greenhalgh, Molly Barton, and Marcy Wiseman. Theme, Dark Rumbling, by Hubert Campbell. Cover art by Kendall Thomas. Find more shows like Undertow by following Realm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at realm.fm.